This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. After all the campaign rallies and all the campaign rhetoric, Election Day is finally here. Donald Trump wrapped up his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night. His running mate, J.D. Vance, was in Atlanta.
We are going to take out the trash in Washington, D.C., and the trash's name is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, finished up in Detroit.
Women all across America, of every age, both parties, are going to send a loud and clear message to Donald Trump, whether he likes it or not.
As of this morning, even before the polls opened, nearly 83 million Americans had cast their ballots. Donald Trump stepping up calls to have the winner declared shortly after the polls close tonight, even though experts say, given how close the race is, that would be nearly impossible. This is ABC News. At least 20 people were killed in a new Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Palestinian officials say it hit a home. The IDF says it was targeting a weapons facility. In a Kansas courtroom, relief for dozens of people cheated in a scam.
In August, former Heartland Tri-State Bank Chief Shan Haynes in Wichita was sentenced to 24 years after stealing $47 million from customer accounts and wiring the money to cryptocurrency accounts run by scammers. The bank ran out of funds, was shut down, and sold to another bank by the FDIC, which covered depositors' losses. 30 shareholders in the bank, who thought they were out millions, have been told that the FBI recovered the funds from a cryptocurrency account in the Cayman Islands.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Instagram is putting AI to work to try to track down underage users. The system will scam accounts, and anyone deemed to be under 18 will be switched to a restricted account. Users can prove their age by uploading their ID. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th. And when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th starting at 6 p.m. on 1490 WLCX and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Changes for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. More roster changes for the Brewers. First baseman Jake Bowers and pitcher Bryce Wilson will not return to the team, both becoming free agents. Pitcher Frankie Montes declining his option to return to the crew. Both he and Colin Ray also headed a free agency. The Brewers GM, Matt Arnold, has been named baseball's Executive of the Year. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers opened their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross at the Kohl Center. NBA, the Bucks losing in Cleveland, 116-114. Damian Lillard had 36 points. The Bucks off to an ugly 1-6 start.
Just because it's a 1-6 start, like you said, it's ugly. You know what I mean? But when you look at the big picture, you know, it's such a long season. It's 75 games left. I've been part of teams that have won 16 straight, 14 straight. You know, you just sometimes you just get in a ditch.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with some off and on rain today. We could get a quarter inch or more by the time it winds down late this afternoon. Our high today near 60, falling quickly into the upper 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight down to 38. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dom plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Eagle 1490 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
And welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio. It is 7:06 on this Tuesday, November 5th. Yeah, you know what that means. It is Election Day, or the end of the election might be a better way to put it, since at least 75 million Americans have voted already, and many more are going to do so today, and you may be one of them because the polls have just opened across the state of Wisconsin, and the polls will be open until 8 o'clock tonight, and then we will have Civic Media coverage. Let me bring that studio up again. Look at that beautiful, beautiful studio. That's where I should be sitting right now, but we're working on some final touches before we get things going. But Brittany Merlot is here, and we can see her, and we can hear her. Right, Britt? Brittany?
How are you guys?
There she is. Hi. No, we are great. Hope you're feeling better. Thanks for joining us here and telling us what folks can expect for Election Day weather today.
Yeah, well, there's a whole mess out there, right? We've got this low-pressure system filtering in some warm, even humid temperatures into the southern parts of the state here this morning. And up north, we're a little bit on the cooler side, but still high humidity as this low-pressure hits, and this front is draped from pretty much Iowa all the way through Green Bay. So we're seeing scattered showers on both sides of it. We're also seeing some dense fog in places, and that's going to be the case through most of the day. So patchy fog on and off. We are going to see showers and storms potentially this afternoon, and some of them have the potential to be strong to severe, where you could see a tornado warning go out briefly. We're not looking at any massive crazy destruction headed our way, but we could see some gusty winds and a weak, brief tornado possible. The Storm Prediction Center does have areas from Wausau to Green Bay all the way down to Madison and just towards La Crosse for this marginal risk today. But don't let that stop you, because it's such a small, small risk. So still get out, go and vote today. The weather is not going to be that terrible. Sure, it's damp and dark and dreary with this ongoing rain, where we could see another inch of rain through central Wisconsin. But that just means there's nothing to do outside but vote.
There you go. I like that. I had a legislator from the Madison area, I won't say who, but when he was talking about a particular issue that he knew wasn't going to sit well with some of his more senior constituents, he liked to say, you know, I've got a district with so many thousand little old ladies with nothing better to do but vote. So he knew that whatever the weather, they were going to go do their civic duty, and that all the rest of us should do the same. Now, did you early vote, or are you going today?
I'm going today. The rain, in the storms. Today's the day.
That is perfect for a meteorologist to do.
Yes.
If she does it, you can do it too. Thank you, Brittany. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. So much ahead here. We're going to talk to Deborah Kronmiller in just a moment from the League of Women Voters. And then we are going to have Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. And then we're going to have Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler. Chad Holmes will join us as well. So a lot ahead in this hour. And then, of course, all the other regular programming. But then there's election night programming. It begins at 6 o'clock. And the best place for you to catch it would be the Civic Media Radio Network. But you can also listen on the app. But you can also watch on the Civic Media Facebook page or the YouTube page. The studio's down there standing by, looking nice. They're getting all the dials and switches figured out to get things going with Pete Schwabba and Jane Matinere at 6 o'clock. And then Todd Alba and I will co-anchor election night coverage from 8 o'clock when the polls close up until the wee smalls. So get out there and vote now. Polls are open until 8. If you are still in line at 8, you will be allowed to vote. And you can go to myvote.wi.gov to learn more about same-day registration, where to vote, what ID to bring. Why am I telling you all this? I got an expert. Deborah Kronmiller from the League of Women Voters is here to talk all about all things voting and some stuff on the ballot is now. Deborah, good to see you again. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Very good. I mean, we're here. We've made it. You know, they from a political ad standpoint, they can't hurt us anymore after today. So, but let's look at the, you know, again, the positive side of this is, I mean, this is Democracy Day. This is when we really get to make a difference based on everything that we've heard. And that's really what the League of Women Voters is all about. This is your Super Bowl, isn't it?
It sure is. We have made it a 104-year trek to try to inform voters, defend our democracy, make sure that everyone participates in what is this great experiment.
Yeah, and it is something that we have taken for granted for far too long in this country until there were, you know, threats, even more direct threats than just simple voter suppression. And let's talk about that for a moment because, again, in our unending quest to have people feel confident about voting, even enthusiastic about voting, there are still people or groups. I know college students were getting texts that were trying to sound, you know, intimidating. There's other misinformation that goes on out there. And while it's unconscionable, it, again, is the kind of thing that you guys, that's what you're here for. You're there to be, you know, a voice that says, here's the real deal on voting, and you should feel confident about it, right?
That's correct. And what we do know is our elections are safe, secure, accountable. You know, in 2020, when we had a recount in Madison and Milwaukee, virtually no discrepancy was found between what was reported on election and what was reported after recount. So we know that we've got the processes in place to conduct fair, safe, accountable elections. And, you know, our hope is that despite the misinformation, the disinformation, some of the attempts to intimidate voters, that people look all past that and go out and do their civic duty.
Yeah. And from that standpoint, when you mentioned intimidation, and let's talk about at the polling site, there might be some things that people want to know about. Now, obviously, almost nobody's going to engage in any kind of intimidation, but there are rules against that. But there's also something called electioneering, where, you know, you want to go and vote, but you also want to show your support for your particular candidate. But you actually can take that a step too far, can't you?
Yeah. Electioneering is not permitted within polling places within 100 feet of where the voting is happening, which means you can't walk in flying your big flag with your candidate's name on it. But you can park your car that has a bumper sticker in the parking lot and drive your car away when you're done voting.
Yeah. So again, just don't, it's not a day to be in your face. You know, I'd seen a video clip of somebody who, you know, their choice for president was on their hat and he didn't want to take off his hat. And, you know, the people staffing these voting sites, they're not there to be partisan. They're there to follow the rules. It's a real makeup, isn't it, Deborah, of, you know, good municipal officials and then an untold number of, you know, paid clerks, but also volunteers. This is a very much a decentralized process that depends on a whole lot of good people to make it work.
It sure does. 1,851 clerks around the state of Wisconsin administer our elections, and they hire and train our poll workers. They make sure that everyone in those polling places has, you know, is competent about how to administer our elections. And I heard you say you're going to have Sarah Godlewski on. Well, she knows as well as Ben, you know, how in tense and long and, you know, complicated the Wisconsin election law is. And but these poll workers make it their point to know what the law says to do, what the law says they cannot do. And they really ensure that, you know, every voter is treated the same. Every voter has the same opportunity to have their voice heard and their vote counted. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what will happen.
You may also see other characters there. It might be anything from people doing exit polls to what are called poll watchers or observers. And again, clerks know what the rules are in terms of, you know, what these folks have to go through, what area they have to be in. So Deborah, if you see what looks like extra people at your polling place, that may be an instance of observers, correct?
That's absolutely correct. And in statute, voter observation is allowed. The parties can send observers. The league sends observers. We're deploying over 300 observers to over 400 polling places today just to make sure that the protections that are in our statutes are being realized at those polling places. You know, in law, we have the need for curbside voting. So persons who may not have full mobility can get in and do their voting. And we our observers are out there making sure that curbside's available in all of our polling places. And in addition to many other checks and balances. And we want to make sure that every voter is treated the same. So, you know, in a terrible example, you know, what if in a polling place only women were being asked for their identification where men were not? You know, that's statutorily incorrect. And is a violation. And we need to call that out and make sure that stops so that every voter would be treated exactly the same. And our clerks, I must say, our friends, our neighbors, our family who administer our elections, they are in fact ensuring that the statutes are being followed.
And so having those observers is actually a good thing. It should bring some comfort to voters because, you know, we've seen the stories of in other states where there are people who have said, and I can't believe in this day and age they'd actually say such things out loud, but they listen for, like, you know, last names that might sound like they might not be citizens, and then they want to challenge those voters. So to have observers there who actually want to uphold voting rights is, I think, a comforting fact, given how controversial some people have tried to make our voting process.
Right. And in Wisconsin, again, going to our statutes, a very thoughtful challenging a voter, whether that's on a citizenship challenge or eligibility by age or whatever, that you have to, as a challenger, you would have to take an oath that says, you know, this person to not be an eligible person to vote. And many other states do not have those kind of protections. And so we shouldn't see in Wisconsin, you know, kind of unfounded challenges. You know, people take the challenge very seriously.
Good. Deborah Kronmiller is our guest from the Wisconsin League of Women Voters. We're going to pause right here, and then we'll talk a bit about that constitutional amendment that is on the ballot as well. Quickly, in sports, the Bucks fell to 1-6, losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers 116-114. They will next host the Utah Jazz on Thursday. This is Up North News Radio, live on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The kringle, wood violet, American water spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process could take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the kringle, wood violet, and American water spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48-47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish.
Experience.
Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So
it'll change
your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Brian Adams turns 65 years old today. It is 7:21 on Up North News Radio, and the polls are open across Wisconsin. Polls are open until 8 o'clock. If you're in line at 8 o'clock, you will be allowed to vote. But keep in mind, you will need to bring ID. And Wisconsin does have same-day registration, so you could also register to vote, but you'll need proper documentation of that as well. You can learn all of this at the Wisconsin Elections Commission website, myvote.wi.gov. You can also get there and learn more about the races through the Civic Media Voting Guide and the Up North News Voting Guide. Head to civicmedia.us or upnorthnewswi.com. to learn more information about that. And we're talking more about these issues with Deborah Kronmiller from the Wisconsin League of Women Voters. And so we may come back to the registration and ID matters, but I don't want to leave out the discussion about the constitutional referendum proposal that's on the ballot today, put there by the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature to make a change in the language involving citizenship. Deborah, can you explain what current law says and what the referendum is about?
Sure. The current Constitution says that every voter who's a U.S. citizen and age 18 and resides in the district is eligible. And the proposed change is to make it more limiting, where every is a guarantee of all voters that are eligible. They want to make the change to only only U.S. citizens can be voters. The LEA is opposed to this constitutional change on a number of grounds. One, it's not necessary to change our Constitution. The Constitution right now is very inclusive. The word every covers U.S. citizens, and we know in Constitution of the state and in the Constitution of the federal government that citizens are our only voters, and there are no non-citizens voting in any kind of numbers at all. It's a very rare instance. So from our standpoint, what is the point that this legislature is trying to make? And we believe the legislature is trying to limit voting rights. And on that alone, the league stands against that. We've been advocating for rights of voters for 104 years. But the limitation, we think, is actually kind of parallel, similar, could have unintended consequences in the same way our voter ID law has unintended consequences. It sounded good when we put the voter ID law into place, a law that we actually, as the League of Women Voters, also opposed, because we saw how it could suppress votes for individuals that don't have a driver's license, who can't get easily to a DMV because of limited hours or lack of transportation, procuring that, everyone has the voter ID. Well, we knew that everyone didn't. And in fact, it did suppress votes. And we're fearful that if this constitutional amendment is enacted, we will have that same suppressing of votes impact. And that we may see that individuals who cannot readily show their citizenship, a person, maybe an older person who was not born in a hospital, who does not have a birth certificate, a person does not have a passport, a person who financially couldn't procure copies of those documents, even if they've had them at prior parts in their life. It's very real, and it's unnecessary. And we should just vote it down and not have to deal with it.
And it is very real, because we're seeing the potential of this over in the state of Virginia right now, where, and again, the U.S. Supreme Court, the conservative justices there have enabled and allowed a program in Virginia that was, again, supposedly designed to root out non-citizens. But all kinds of U.S. citizens got caught up in the net. And while Virginia has same-day registration like Wisconsin, that doesn't mean every voter who's dropped is going to re-register, that they won't just throw up their hands and walk away. This is very real voter suppression that is taking place, and it could be expanded in states like Wisconsin, I believe, Deborah.
That's correct. And we're seeing this sort of amendment question in different iterations in 8 states in this election. This is an effort, we believe, to kind of create a narrative around a false premise. The premise that, there are non-citizens voting is inaccurate. That is just not the truth. And that we rile people up and make them think that somehow non-citizens are voting, that it's not a problem. And we need to be careful about how we would change or amend our Constitution to ensure everyone's voting rights and not limit them.
Yeah, and that's why, again, plenty of folks are voting no on today's constitutional amendment. It's just not necessary, and the narrative is a false one. So that brings us back then to where we are with encouraging people to vote. And as always, in a same-day registration state like Wisconsin, there will be plenty of first-time voters. What advice do you give them in terms of, it's no longer just about proving identification, but also proving residency?
That's correct. If you're registering today, you'll need 2 pieces of identification. One, your photo ID that verifies that you are the person you're saying you are, but you also will need proof of residency. And that's to ensure to the poll workers that you are living in the district in which you're trying to vote. And residency documents and photo identification documents can be found up on myvote.wi.gov, what's allowed, but a bank statement, a utility bill with your name on it, a fishing license that's been issued to you. Many documents qualify for a proof of residency, but you do need to bring it. So be prepared. Understand, too, that if you're going to be registering today, that registering takes a little longer than just voting. So allow enough time for your schedule to ensure that you can do that.
Now, we don't have time today, but we did talk to Deborah earlier in the year about the League of Women Voters and its year-round activities. And there will be another big election in Wisconsin right around the corner come April for state Supreme Court, for school board and things like that. So I am quite confident Deborah will be talking shortly after the calendar turns about those elections and more things that the League of Women Voters does all year round. Deborah, thank you so much. We appreciate your time today.
I appreciate you. Thanks so much, Pat. Get out and vote.
You bet. Exactly. All right. Coming up next, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski is standing by. Ben Wickler, Chad Holmes, all on the way on Up North News Radio, live from Madison this morning on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Yes, it's Election Day, and rural communities and agriculture have a lot on the line. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. We'll take a closer look at some of the agriculture's specific items at risk next.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
Jason Mungnaini is the Executive Director of Government Relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He reminds farmers and those in the rural community, it's not just about the presidential election. It's also about the makeup of Congress and Senate.
Farming could be attacked with the wrong mix. We could have people who don't understand or don't care about farm issues making laws and voting on laws that deal with farming. There are some stalwart protections that farmers have in this state, like right to farm, like use value assessment, like livestock siting laws that are necessities for us to be able to continue operating farms. And if those things were attacked, Wisconsin's agricultural economy would look very different in a very quick period of time.
Jason Mungnaini, Executive Director of Government Relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, he says early voting numbers are actually encouraging. He says rural votes are up this year compared to the previous presidential election.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
And it does not look like the harvest is going to stand in the way of farmers getting to the polls. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows, as of Sunday across the state, we were nearly 3 weeks ahead of our five-year average, with 81% of the corn already harvested. That grain coming in at about 17% moisture on average. 98% of our soybeans are already in the bin. The winter wheat benefiting from some of the rain we've picked up, 72% of that crop looks good to excellent right now, 6 percentage points higher than last week. And 63% of the fall tillage is already complete. There's your update on what's happening in food news for a Tuesday. Do get to the polls, please. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with some off and on rain today. We could get a quarter inch or more by the time it winds down late this afternoon. Our high today near 60, falling quickly into the upper 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight down to 38. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed
endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bock.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is Election Day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski will join us in just a couple of seconds. But Greg, in all the busyness of today,
yeah,
I committed a gross oversight.
What happened?
I forgot about Robin Tigerton.
You know what? I forgot about Rob in Tigerton as well. And then I saw it when you were talking to Deb. And I'm like, oh, no. What have we done?
I was doing that too. And you know who I blame? Brittany.
The media.
Because she's not here to, you know, so she can't deflect any of it. Good morning from Tigerton. It's cloudy with rain in 52. Looks like the heavier rain along the 29 corridor across north central Wisconsin. I'm on my way to the Germania Town Hall to vote. I hope Brittany is feeling better. I'm praying for her. Tonight I plan on going to Kristen Lyerly's election night party in Appleton. My mom used to be an election clerk for the town of Germania for many years. So I hope Rob didn't miss this while he was driving out there. If you see Rob, let Rob know. We finally remembered.
We remembered, and remember to tell Rob, drink that water.
And drink that water. Here's Sarah Godlewski now joining us. Sarah, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. Happy Election Day. I am excited and ready for this day.
Oh, my goodness. We talked to you again from what appears to be your attic, but you have not been confined there by any stretch. You've put on the miles even without being on the ballot.
Yes, Noah. I had my team just yesterday clock how many miles we have been out and about for the campaign, whether it's for Kamala Harris, Tammy Baldwin, or these amazing legislative candidates that are going to flip the ballot. And it's over 9,000 miles, Pat. And so if you want to know the best Quick Trip or where to get a good cookie, I'm here for you and across the state of Wisconsin.
Trust me, I can do all of that for the 7th Congressional District for sure, knowing where all those Quick Trip cookies and clean bathrooms and everything else are, because we are road warriors. And there is something, I have to say, something special when you don't have a two-year term, when you have a four-year, and you can have a midterm like this where you can help out others. And they really appreciate it. They like seeing some fresh faces. And like you said, you've been all over the place, especially given how important these races are, the presidential and the U.S. Senate race as well. It's I don't know if you know this, Sarah, breaking news here. Wisconsin's going to be a close state, close race.
Well, right, Pat. And I mean, you look at it, we only know close elections here in Wisconsin. And that's why it's so important that everybody is going out and voting and everybody is reminding any sort of friends or family members, because when you look at Joe Biden in the 2020 election, he won by 2 to 3 votes per ward. That's it. And so staying in that line, taking that lunch break, I mean, you could be the difference between Donald Trump and his, like, you know, going after different people, the, like, this evil list, versus Kamala Harris and her to-do list that is going to help provide opportunity for everybody in this country.
There is, as well as, you know, Donald Trump's enemies list, there's the ongoing casting of doubts and lying about election integrity. And while I do feel like some folks who may have harbored some doubts early on have now heard him crying wolf for 4 years, and they've had ample time to, you know, figure out that, you know, things are actually quite good, safe, accurate. But there is still that contingent of folks that are looking to cast doubt on Wisconsin elections. Now, Deborah Kronmiller just did a good case laying out how many wonderful people helped put these elections on. But from a Secretary of State standpoint, I mean, you recognize the difference between what elections look like now and what elections could look like in Wisconsin if there were a Trump presidency, if there were somebody else in your position as Secretary of State. The threats out there to these currently safe elections, in my mind, are certainly very real.
Well, and I think that's what's so frustrating is that Donald Trump has demonized our election workers. These are your neighbors. These are your friends that are doing this work, not because of the big paycheck they get. It's because they believe in public service and they believe in democracy. And we only know close elections here in Wisconsin. And time again, whether it is in 2016, 2018, 2020, 2022 to 2024, we have seen how the system works and people's votes count. And it is why it is so, you know, we live in such a wonderful country because we have the opportunity to make sure that our vote and our voice matters.
Yeah. Sarah Godlewski is our guest, Wisconsin Secretary of State. We have covered, again, some of the basic issues of voting, but I don't think it can be covered enough simply because I think we're going to have an amazing amount of first-time voters. And part of me wants to say, well, where have you been? But it is much more important to say, you know, welcome to the party. And here's what you need to know. And I feel like you probably have great confidence in all of those clerks' abilities to walk people through the process.
Yeah. And I, you know, when you look at the numbers, Pat, I think this is something that we should point out and celebrate here in Wisconsin. We have had a record-breaking early vote number in our state with most recently from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They reported over 1.5 million ballots had been casted through the early vote process. And that is something that we need to celebrate. And look, like, when I'm traveling the state talking to people, some of these first-time voters are telling me why they're voting for the first time. Whether it is, you know, an older woman who is shared with me that she never thought in her lifetime she would be able to vote for a female president in this way. And she was so excited to register to vote to cast her ballot for Kamala Harris. To recently, an older gentleman that had voted Republican his entire life, but he has a pre-existing condition, and he has seen firsthand how, you know, affordable health care through the Affordable Care Act has really made a difference in his life. And so these stories that are affecting Wisconsinites are real, and I think this opportunity is what's getting them to the polls.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking now. I'm just catching up on folks who have taken time to text us through the Civic Media app, or text us at 855-75-CIVIC. And we've got listeners just checking in when they voted. Michael from Tosa says, I voted. It took 25 minutes in the village of New Glarus. It went quickly and was well organized. Everyone was friendly and helpful. There's Kevin in Wausau who said the Cronenwetter polling station is the busiest that I've ever seen. DJ in Madison says that I just voted. And then, Sarah, what I want to ask you about is Tom in Jackson says, hi, Pat. The news this morning broadcast Trump's final rally saying there will be, quote, no need to vote anymore if I win. And how many times we've had to hear people say, oh, that's just talk. That's just talk. Sarah, that's not just talk. Nobody talks like that running for president of the United States.
Exactly, Pat. And I want to remind everybody that we have been here before. I mean, nobody told me that, and no one like really believed that when Donald Trump said that he was going to overturn Roe v. Wade and literally take away rights from half our population, that would be our reality. And here we are because of Donald Trump and him appointing three extreme Supreme Court justices, where Wisconsin has now reverted back to an 1849 abortion ban before women even had the right to vote. So, you know, as my grandma always says, when somebody tells you who they are the first time, believe them. And so when Donald Trump puts these threats out, we have to believe him because he's shown us who he was during his first presidency. And it's really, really terrifying.
How excited and happy are you, on the other hand, about the new maps, the fairer maps the more competitive legislative races and what that might be, what that might mean for the functionality of state government there in the capital where you work.
Well, I could not be more excited that we now have fair maps, because for so long, our voice has been honestly just mitigated in a way. I mean, how many times have we called our state legislators and because they are overly gerrymandered, they don't respond, despite how popular these things are. I mean, you think about PFAS, these chemicals that are poisoning our drinking water. And people would call and say, please, Joint Finance Committee, give us the money so we can clean our water. And they wouldn't respond. Or to, you know, the 1849 abortion ban, where Tony Evers twice called a special session to get rid of this archaic 1849 law. And the Republican legislature didn't return the calls or didn't show up. Or even, Pat, with childcare. I mean, Republicans talk about the workforce crisis. Well, if you want to do something about it, make sure parents have a place that's affordable to send their kids. And again, they didn't show up. And so I think what it comes down to is we deserve actually to have elected officials that are going to show up and represent us. And part of that is making sure that we have maps that are truly representative of our state. And now we have the opportunity to do that with fair maps.
Oh, I've got another. There are more than 100 school referendums on the ballot this year because you have a legislature that, you know, I haven't mentioned this one for a while. They're on a 10-month paid vacation and could not find the time with a multi-billion dollar surplus to properly fund and fix the funding flaws in our school funding formula. If that's no other reason than to get out and vote yes on these referendums and vote no on any of the lazy legislators whose leadership put them on this long paid vacation. When you talk about not being responsive because of gerrymandered maps, I can't think of a better example.
Oh my gosh, Pat, it's very well said, because you think about it, the assembly gaveled in and gaveled out, ended their full-time legislature, full-time session in February of this year, and then the Senate did in March of this year. Can you imagine just showing up for work for a few months of the year? It's ridiculous. And then when I think about our rainy day fund, we have over a $3 billion rainy day fund, one of the largest rainy day funds for the size of our state and the revenue that we bring in. And yet we are relying on, yet again, taxpayers to come up and flip the bill when it comes to school referendums, because we're not willing to finance our schools, which are our future. I mean, we want a bright future in this state. We've got to make sure that kids have access to quality public education. And for so long, our teachers and our school districts are making these, you know, are cutting corners and doing the best they can, but we've got to give them the tools to succeed. They deserve that, and our state needs that to be successful in the future.
I got time for one more thing, and I want you to deliver a message to a certain group of voters. There was a certain group of voters, as you know, who 2 years ago voted for Tony Evers for governor and Ron Johnson for U.S. Senator. And there is that concern as well that there will be folks who vote for Kamala Harris today for president, but Eric Hovde for U.S. Senate. They feel like they're balancing out their ballot in some way, shape, or form. Those are real voters. They were proven 2 years ago. They're out there today. What would you say to somebody that is thinking of following that process down the ballot today?
I mean, my response would be, what has Ron Johnson done for you? And when you look at Ron Johnson didn't vote for the Inflation Reduction Act that is providing money for communities to lower utility bills and to fight climate change. Ron Johnson didn't vote for the for the infrastructure package, which brought over $5.6 billion to our state to fix our damn roads and good paying jobs. And look, Ron Johnson is more worried about perpetuating mis and disinformation. I mean, he's the guy that was trying to submit the fake electors to the vice president during the 2020 election. And so it's very clear that Ron Johnson is only about himself. Eric Hovde is only about himself. And we deserve somebody who's going to work just as hard as you do every single day. And Tammy has proven to be that person. And we've got to, you know, just like she has our back, we need to get her back this election.
Yep. And so again, polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight on that. Sarah Godlewski, Wisconsin's Secretary of State. Always great to visit with you, especially on election days. It's become a tradition. I've grown really fond of it. Thank you for making time for us. Have a great day.
Thanks, Pat. And go vote, everybody. Appreciate it.
When we come back, we will have State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler and Chad Holmes next.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Chad Holmes is with us now from 98.9 WXCO. You'll hear him on that fine Wausau area radio station coming up in a matter of minutes, or through the Civic Media app, where you can also hear election night coverage this evening. Mr. Holmes, good morning. Happy election day. How are we doing?
Oh, man.
That was the best pause. Oh. You know, radio is supposed to be not dead air, but sometimes dead air is the best.
That's a beautiful, dramatic pause.
You asked me the hardest question to start things off, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I'll ask you a question, Chad. When you woke up this morning, how much of a stomach ache did you have?
I had the worst night of sleep I've had, and I'm not kidding you. I did not sleep well at all. I couldn't fall asleep. Then I woke up, and I'm thinking, oh, boy, we're going to have such a long day and night now, and I had a terrible night's sleep. And let me say, so I have always loved election cycles. I have always loved every 4 years the presidential cycle, and this time around I have not loved it. I think that... You know, I think there's a lot of I drove by my voting spot where I'm going to be going at lunchtime. They're lined up down the street. I mean, I've never seen it like this. The West Village of Weston Hall where we vote, I mean, they're on the street lined up trying to get into the parking lot. It is amazing how many people are there when I was coming into work this morning. Good. But boy, we got to fix some things. I think this, I have today on my show, Yi Leng Zhang is going to come to your studio and sit down with me for a while. I think the character assassination I've seen on the television and the radio when it's come to this man who has served as a member of the D.C. Everett School Board, the Marathon County Board. He is somebody who served his community, the Hmong community here in the Wausau area. And we have right now a system that is just where you literally are, the commercials are disgusting. And yeah. And the fact that we have somebody like yesterday in court, Elon Musk, being allowed that this $1 million giveaway is actually somehow legal, where these people are flaunting the fact that they have all the money and they can buy voice in our electoral process. It's so disturbing to me. And it's just, and I think just as we get beyond this, I hope there is somebody that will be a hero again, like Russ Feingold and John McCain, where when they tried to clean things up with the money. And we need a hero, because our system is falling apart because of people like that why would a guy like Yee run again if character assassination is the number one tool that the folks that want to elect a Republican in this district have? It's disgusting. But other than that, the lines were wonderful.
No, I know what you mean, because when I got to Madison yesterday and put on one of the local stations to catch the news, and the commercials again were just, and in this case, it's the state Senate race between Joan Baldwig and Sarah Chiesky, and the commercials especially by the outside groups, are just disgusting. They're just gross. Every commercial has to take a photo of somebody at their absolute worst and, you know, then turn it black and white and distort it and play the music. And no wonder people think that their elected officials are all terrible people. These commercials do nothing but that. And if I may embrace my inner leftist, the one thing I am the most lefty left about is as a broadcaster, that these licenses to use the public airwaves are a public good. They are not here just for your profit making. And that rather than all of these ads, it should be you're giving this much free airtime, where in this case, Joan Baldwig can just tell her story. And if she wants to say something disgusting about her opponent, she can. And Sarah Chiesky the same, and same up in that race by you, same in the big races in the Eau Claire area. I'm not sure that the commercials, you could ever make them go away, but we certainly do, like you said, need to limit, you know, the money that's rolling in from all these billionaires. But we also need these TV stations to step up. You know, give Derek Van Orden some free airtime and let him show whether he really should be, you know, your next congressman or not. After what I saw, I'm not so sure, but I don't know. That's my two cents.
I was just going to say, too, with all the new issues they want to introduce, especially when they talk about trans youth, the language gets more and more graphic, too. Yes. It's based in lies, and it gets more graphic, which I do not appreciate as just – I don't have children, but I still don't want to hear people hearing that stuff on the air.
And it's meant to motivate people to vote, but I want to really believe a lot of those folks, Chad, that you saw today were motivated to vote because they hate this – type of messaging so much.
I hope so too, but I just use my personal experiences where it was something I loved, and it is so depressing, to be honest with you. It is depressing to see what has always been something that is uplifting, that this system that's coming up on its 250th anniversary with the Declaration of Independence celebration in a couple of years. I just think that we need to take a step back, and we need, I mean, I know that Citizens United is the law of the land because of the right-wing Supreme Court, but we need some heroes right now. Because I just think that this does suppress. I think it suppresses interest in being somebody as part of the solutions within your local communities. And if we don't do anything, good people are going to say, I want nothing to do with this. And truly, the wealthiest people of our state and our country are going to have all the voice in our system. And that cannot happen.
Well, with that said, there's another big election for state Supreme Court coming up just 5 months from now that we'll be talking about. Hang in there, Wisconsin. Do the voting. Do your duty. You can, and hear more about it from Chad on his show coming up next. Mr. Holmes, thank you very much. Good luck tonight.
I promise to be a little more positive in the next few minutes.
I I don't doubt that for a minute. We got this. Thank you, Chad. Greg Bach is back in a couple hours with Jane Mattinair on air.
Yep.
And Jane will also have coverage starting at 6 o'clock with Pete Schwabba. And then I'll be back on here at 8 p.m. with Todd Alba to take you through election night coverage on the Civic Media YouTube page, Facebook page, and all across the Civic Media radio network. Happy Election Day.
Eagle 1490 AM. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 1490 WLCX and the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.